Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ed Harrington is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of Ideas to Go, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. Ed, I need your website, please.
It is ideas2go.com, and those are all letters, I-D-E-A-S-T-O-G-O.
All right, and what do we find when we get there?
You will find wonderful directions for how to do things like brainstorming. Importantly, how to write up ideas. Sometimes you can come up with a great idea, but if you can't communicate it, forget it. So I think those are the good things. And, of course, there's lots of information about other ways we do things and how you can brainstorm and how to talk to people.
Right.
What games to play, everything.
Well, you've got some. You brought us some good stories on how to do some brainstorming, which just taught us a lot in the previous segment. You got any more stories? Any other examples of how you got brainstorming across to folks? With one thing, folks, you talked to us about is not just brainstorming with your own organization, but brainstorming with customers, finding out you got to know what they want, what they've got on their mind, because especially today, Ed, because. What I tell people is whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now, that information is perfectly inside the head of your customers. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's percolating. There are things going on. There are needs that are not being met. There are trends that are coming along, and they're not there yet. If they were there, that'd be too late. But that's why we work with. Especially, we have ways of looking at customers who seem to be a little more foresighted and more open to ideas because that's what we want to do. When you do work with, one of the things I was thinking about earlier was how do you control a crowd at times for us to be reckoned with? So interviewing, and this is interviewing a group of first-time moms, right? And we're coming up with, well, what are better services that we could do for first-time moms? I've never had a crowd where I could not get a word in edgewise. literally. I mean, they went at it, and it was lovely in a way, but it was also insane in a way. I couldn't hear a darn thing. And they're going across at each other and talking and yakking, and it's like I wasn't there. They didn't really give a rat's patootie that I was there. They would wave their hand away at me like, well, could you buy it? We're chatting about our babies here. And so that was the phenomenon. If you bring in somebody into a room who has just had the most wonderful event in their life, and for the last 3 months they've not been able to really talk to too many people about it, and suddenly you bring them in a room together.
They finally have an adult conversation, right?
Absolutely. They're going to talk about it. Now, one of the problems, of course, is they're probably having a lot of ideas in there, but you can't hear them. And we even record these sessions, and you couldn't even listen back to this session.
Wow.
So the solution for that one was actually pretty easy.
What'd you do? You
just let them talk, and we scheduled more time into the session so they could sit down and have their own little.
When they finally took a break, when they finally, settled down, surely they rested after 15 or 20 minutes. Did you say, okay,
correct,
ladies, what would you say that in all of this discussion that you guys just have, what would you say would be the one thing that you took away from it, whatever you learned, and ask each one of them individually? Could you do that? Wouldn't that be brainstorming?
Jim, we're hiring facilitators, and if you're interested, give me your particulars, because that's exactly what you should do.
Yeah.
Right? And we have a thing where we'll say, look, you will remember best the last thing you thought of, but you will remember also the most memorable things you thought of, right, or came across. So you think about a trip. What do you remember on the trip? Well, I remember getting on the plane, getting off the plane, or whatever. Oh, but that time we went to, Mount Etna or wherever, those are the really strong memories, and that's exactly what you do after something like that, is to say, okay, what really resonates for you now? They've had a chance to chat and think about it. Another thing is to tell me one you had and tell me one of your colleagues had. So what did you hear from somebody else? Because people don't always promote their own ideas, but they see them in other people. So that's another good way to deal with a group like that.
You know, one brainstorming session I'd like to I'd like to conduct one of these days. I've recommended this. I've never conducted a brainstorming session on it, but I've been talking about this for a long time. And that is bring your customers in and don't talk about their problems. Don't talk about your challenges. Talk to them about what they know about their customers' challenges. Tell us what you know about what your customers are experiencing. Because I'm going to tell you something, Ed. If you help your customers help their customers, you've got a customer you can't run off.
Right, right. So I'll tell you a quick one, I hope, but we also work with, you know, commercial levels, and we had a client who, huge maker of over-the-counter pharmaceutical kind of stuff. I mean, nationwide, worldwide kind of baloney. Not baloney, but really good stuff, big company. They brought in the buyers from all of their chains, somebody from supermarkets, somebody from department stores, somebody from mass merchandisers, the whole nine yards. And they got those people in a room and they said, you know, well, what can we do? What can we do for an idea? How do we do this idea? Every single one of them said, give us more money, give us more money, give us more money, give us more money. And it was like a broken record. We don't care about anything. Give us discounts. Give us money back. Give us better terms. That's all they ever talked about. Then we brought in their customers, to your point.
Quickly, 10 seconds.
So we brought in this group of their customers and said, now we're together. It was like a night and day. They turned to those people and said, what can we do? How can we do it? What can we do better? Give me more ideas.
There you go. That's the key. Hey, Ed, I got to wrap it up. Ideas2go.com.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thanks, Ed. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.